So this brings us to our first lightning round. We're going to feel the effects of the intervals to see if they are a major third or a minor third. Without getting intellectually into them, just feel whether they're the major third or the minor third. Here we go. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. Major. 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 Minor. Major. 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 Minor. Major. Minor. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. Major. 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 Minor. Minor. Major. Minor. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. Major. 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 Minor. Major. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. 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 Major. Minor. Major. 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 Minor. Major. All right. Now, the reason we did this drill with major and minor intervals after we have learned our major and minor chords and arpeggios is I think it's a little easier to tell if you have a major or minor third when it's in a chord. When you have the fifth in there, then it gives you a kind of a reference. You have your first and your fifth, and then the inside there is either major or minor. But when we're doing raw major and minor thirds, as we just did, I think it tends to be just a little bit more tricky, and so that's why we did them afterwards.